Glory to God forever. Holy Spirit, we welcome you into this time. Jesus, we welcome you here. Father God, teach us what you want to teach us. In the glorious name of Jesus. I want to continue to emphasize the glory of the Lord, the glorious Lord Jesus Christ. In his deepest reality, he is the glorious one, that so beautiful and infinitely more. Let's forget the things that we've learned that may be incorrect. Let's be delivered from ourselves and get so caught up into him that we find him, the glorious one, that God Almighty. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works will I meditate. That's the level that God wants to lift us to. We make those first steps. We repent. We seek him. We seek him with our whole heart. We love him with all we have. And how do you love someone? Well, you give them everything you have, right? And when we will get to the point where he will cause us to walk with him. He will put his spirit within us and cause us. Because we can't do anything apart from him. Literally, we can't even. I mean, that's Jesus meant just what he said. He said, apart from me, you can do nothing. So in that, the Holy Spirit, when someone meets him, that's the answer. He's Jesus Christ. He is the Father. Glory to God forever. Glory. You know, we've been so conditioned to think that all these misconceptions. I don't want to focus on all the misconceptions because there's so many of them. I want to focus on what is the answer, and it's the glorious Lord Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. And he'll lead us. He'll show us what to do. He'll show us what to pray for. He'll show us, you know, how we should react to certain situations. And when we seek him, you know, Jesus said, go into your closet, you know, go in a private place. When we seek him, he'll show us things that we need to repent of, things that are not right. That's, it's just so, oh, it's so important. He says, this is the one I esteem, he who has a broken and contrite spirit and who trembles at my word. That's all throughout the scripture. All the scriptures, there's many, many places. And that's common sense. He's God Almighty, we're nothing. We humble ourselves before him. At the same time, we are his children, and we are sons and daughters of the Most High God, and we can approach every situation in complete faith and no fear and knowing that the Holy Spirit, God Almighty, is with us. Amen. And that he's given us power over all the power of the enemy. You know, we are, the righteous are as bold as a lion. So, glory to God. Glory to God. And we get, when we find the whole, if there's one key, if you just listen to one thing, it's this, the next 20 seconds, it's meeting the Holy Spirit. He reveals Jesus Christ. He reveals the Father God Almighty. He is God. And yet he's separate. It's a mystery we can never comprehend. But in the spirit realm, we can begin to understand these mysteries. And Jesus said to you, it's been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. These mysteries that God would save us and bring us into his family, that he would give us, make us part of his work on the earth. We can be intercessors. We can pray for, let's pray for Israel. Let's pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's a good thing to pray. And then also, you know, wherever you are, you can pray for the people around you, your city, your area, your region, your country, and you can become part of God's work no matter who you are. Isn't that incredible? I mean, it's beyond comprehension that he's justified himself to mankind in so many ways. Just, that's another example. He's allowed us to become part of his work. You know, he talked about the harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few. Pray that the Lord of the harvest will send out laborers into the harvest. That's another thing we can pray for. In fact, let's pray right now. Father God, send out laborers to Israel and to other nations, to the nations where people are listening to this message. Send out laborers who will proclaim the glorious Lord Jesus Christ, the gospel. Hallelujah. And do the work of God, whatever work that you've called them to do. But the harvest specifically, that's bringing in the souls, the lost souls. Amen, amen. That one who's listening, fill them with your Holy Spirit if you haven't already, and give them your fire, your passion, yourself, so that they can go and do your work. Amen, amen. And walk with you. Mainly walk with you and get and know you, and then do the work that you have for them to do. We're believing with you for the needs that you have. Email us at hello@wonderreality.org. Go to our website, wonderreality.org. Lots of free books there to read, and a new book has just come out. It's not on the website yet, but it is online. It's The Reason You Are on the Earth, and another one coming out soon. So, blessings to you.